The outbreak of coronavirus in Washington state is revealing just how vulnerable the elderly are in the growing pandemic. Nowhere is that more clear than at Life Care Center, a long-term care and nursing facility east of Seattle. At least 25 residents have died, and many others are in the hospital. Will Stone of member station KNKX reports that some of the families and residents still there remain in limbo.
2 years ago, after suffering a minor stroke, Jun Liu had no interest in moving into a long-term care facility. The now 93-year-old lived alone, rode the bus, and shunned the use of a walker. But Liu's daughter, Sue Wilson, says it did not take long for Life Care Center to become home.
She keep telling me they are very nice to me. They are good. I can stay here.
Wilson lives 10 minutes down the road. Several times a week, she'd bring her mother over to their bustling home, chickens and dogs roaming in the yard, to see her great-grandchildren, or on the weekends, for church.
And every Sunday, she will remember, Sue, I'm waiting. She barely missed it, 9:30, she was waiting. It's just like life has such a joyful meaning to her.
Wilson holds her smartphone and scrolls through photos of her mother out and about with their family, some taken just a few months ago.
She went out to the Chinese restaurant. We were all eating together, you know, with the whole family.
Wilson can't make sense of how these happy routines could change so fast. Last month, she and other families discovered the coronavirus had begun to sweep through their suburb on the banks of Lake Washington.
As soon as she find out she's positive, she no longer want to talk on the phone. My sister said, I barely hear her voice.
Positive for coronavirus, like many who lived and worked at Life Care, Wilson worries her mother's health is deteriorating. She believes the nurses are doing the best they can, but her mother is isolated, stuck in a room, unable to see her family, and only able to understand a bit of English. And she's watched others being wheeled away on stretchers, unlikely to return.
I think she's in shock and also find out she's going to die. Like, because she's mobile, she watched people out. And I think she knows because she's clear.
Wilson finds herself in a heart-rending predicament as her mother lingers at the facility until she's no longer contagious. Outside Life Care Center, neighbors wrap blue ribbons around pine trees and flowers frame the welcome sign. Bridget Park Hill's 76-year-old mother was living there during rehab after knee replacement. She says her mother went to the hospital briefly and tested positive for the virus, but was then brought back to Life Care.
The hospitals don't have any beds for people that don't have acute respiratory distress.
Park Hill and her sister, Carmen Gray, wait outside her mother's window in the cold to check on her.
We're hoping that mom is strong and that she's going to come out on the other side of this okay.
She worries staff are overstretched and her mother isn't able to move around or bathe properly. Life Care does not prohibit anyone from leaving, but families can't necessarily bring their loved ones home and run the risk of exposing others to the virus. Laura Reitmeier says her family decided to pull her 93-year-old mother out of Life Care as the situation grew more dire.
We felt like it was a death sentence for my mom, that her chances of getting it were obviously great.
Now, her mother is living with her, and Reitmeier, who's a nurse practitioner, says she's doing better.
I think we made the right decision for ourselves and for our mom.
Reitmeier says it doesn't appear her mother contracted the virus. Back at Sue Wilson's home, she's writing a card to her mother. She hasn't been in the same room with her for weeks.
Because we worry about my mother, and I just feel like everybody have to die. She live a happy, long life. I just want to hold her hand. She's not frightened back in that loneliness.
Wilson says she doesn't blame anyone. She just wants to be with her mother, even if it's just to say goodbye. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.